for great-looking t-shirts, hoodies, and sweatshirts, the TNT Shop is now open at tntradio.live. You're listening to Digging Deeper with D.D. Denslow on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back to TNT Radio. Yes, it is me, Darren Denslow, on Digging Deeper. And this morning, I have my friend and fellow teaching bigot herself, Sarah Plumley. We've got quite a few things to discuss, from Qatar to Trump to the lack of trust in society that's led people to believe things that aren't necessarily true. So an interesting and varied conversation coming up this morning. And then tomorrow we'll be back again at 11 a.m. With Rohan Heatley, and we'll have a look at stories and topics and issues and narratives that have plagued the week that haven't necessarily been talked about. And I think one of the topics for tomorrow will almost certainly be the chaos and the propaganda that we'll see coming out of China. All right, a quick story. Excess death data has been released in the UK. So I've got some latest stats. I don't like to be morbid. I'd rather be positive. But, you know, this is the biggest story that's befallen mankind. In fact, there's a couple of stories coming out with regards to the excess deaths in the UK. First off, Steve Barclay, UK Health Secretary, has confirmed that a report compiled by the NHS this summer that was sort of kept secret and kept away from public eyes confirmed that the NHS has allocated £1.3 billion for COVID compensation claims for the years 2022-2023. And they've given a whole range of reasons why they've had to put away or put to one side this amount of money, ranging from wrong diagnosis of COVID, poor COVID treatment, waiting lists, not being able to access healthcare, ambulance waiting times, etc. Oh, and they mentioned briefly vaccine administration. Now, I don't know what that means, but we can all guess when we consider that excess deaths in the UK have topped over 1,000 per week for the last 27 consecutive weeks. In fact, we have now just hit 40,000 excess deaths in the last, I'm just doing some maths in my head, Sarah, since work, well, about 33 weeks. Funny number, that. So it is a major problem. And I think the UK government are finding it difficult to avoid talking about it and confronting it. And just so you know what 1.3 billion is like as a number, that would be 10,000 vaccine death compensation claims at 120K each, give or take a couple of hundred. So, you know, I don't know if that money is there for vaccine compensation claims, but that money is there for the NHS to start paying out. And I'm sure it will definitely exceed the 1.3 billion that's been put aside. So why have we got excess deaths in the UK? What's going on with our NHS? Oh, Sarah's putting her hands up, but she can't speak. Maybe I should just go straight to Sarah and ask. Hey, in fact, that's exactly what I'm going to do. So if you're enjoying listening to TNT Radio, do you think we're doing a good job? Then please let us know. Why not leave us a like or a positive review or comment on Facebook, Gab, Getter, Twitter, any of the social media, as well as going on to the tntradio.live website. There's a live chat. Use it. Go and buy yourself a hoodie. Check out the merch. Help us get the word out as we cover the biggest topics of our time on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Bringing you a world view.
I like to hear what's going on around the world.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Okay, I can see you waving your arms at me, Sarah. And actually, you just done me a favor, because I don't mind talking on my own, but it's so much easier to be talking to somebody like you. Oh, what do you think's causing all these excess deaths then?
Sorry, Darren, I can't help myself. I'm so fed up with like everyone going, what could it possibly be? All of these excess deaths. I'm like that moron. I know. Like, what could it be? What could it possibly be? Is it because people are eating more beetroot all of a sudden? How stupid do you have to be? How stupid do you have to be to not come up with the most obvious answer first? I just don't understand that. Clearly, it's that poisonous stuff that you've been shooting up into your veins since 2021. Just go and look at the statistics. Go and look at the deaths. Go and look at the charts. It's beyond it. Sometimes I wonder if it's a pantomime or whether these people really are that stupid. Now, I know there's a certain element of people who are definitely not stupid and are doing this for very, very dark ends. But the others, I can't. It's like some sort of, I don't know, macabre dance or something. Why can they not see it? What have you done differently in the last 2 years that you've never done before, and that the whole of the world did differently in the last 2 years? It's never happened in human history. What is wrong with people, Darren?
I think the problem is, to be fair, Sarah, is that the vast majority of people who aren't paying attention or connected into the interweb or the Twitterverse or Insta or any social media platforms or alternative media sources through YouTube or BitChute or whatever your video platform of choice is, those people who just get up, go and sit in an office all day, then come home, eat, go to sleep, or watch EastEnders first. Make sure you watch EastEnders, then what order does it go in? Coronation Street, EastEnders, is probably some Hollyoaks first. Whatever, they do like that 8-hour stretch of evening soap propaganda, and then they go bed, rinse and repeat, and they are not aware that, for example, last week there was an 11.9% increase on the 5-year average, not including the 2020, so that's 2015 to 2019. So that was that was 1,200 people extra dead non-COVID, and actually that's a similar sort of number every single week, and people don't know. They just go, "Oh, Uncle Harry had a heart attack last week," and think nothing of it. And because all the medical profession say it's definitely not the vaccine. Definitely not the vaccine. Every doctor was saying it. More and more are now not saying it. And it goes back to something that Rick was talking about with his guest in the previous hour. You can't wake people up. The propaganda is that good.
I get that, but you would have thought, would you not, that seeing like news reporters drop or radio presenters dying on air or people who follow football, for goodness sake, how many hundreds of thousands of matches or at least tens of thousands of matches have you watched over a lifetime and never seen anybody go down with a heart problem? Now it's happening every week. What's wrong with you? Sometimes two players or one player on the pitch and a spectator in the stand in the same match. I just can't reconcile that with my own understanding of the situation. I appreciate that, totally get the like 8-hour soap opera garbage that they indulge in, but you'd have at least thought the people who followed sport all their life would have noticed something, wouldn't you?
Well, you would have thought, but the argument you get back, particularly with the footballers, because there was a massive spate of footballers dropping injured, clutching their chest. Well, they weren't even clutching their chest, did they? They just go straight over, face plant into the pitch. And it's the same within the crowds. Every week, there were multiple incidents. It was everywhere, all over social media, which always sort of concerns me when that happens. But then what was coming out of the mainstream was, this always happened. This has always happened. This is not new. It's just being reported and blown out of proportion now. And actually, we always had these medical emergencies on football grounds, and we were stopping every other match for 10 minutes to deal with it. And people within just a couple of weeks of hearing that narrative will then start repeating it. And how to break that sort of cycle of behavior that people have, the repeater part of mass formation, where everybody is a tool of propaganda for the establishment because they repeat what they hear. Yeah, that's, and it's exactly the same. I didn't catch the last guest's name. I do apologize, Rick. It's exactly what he was saying. Breaking that, until we achieve that, we can never achieve the necessary non-compliance en masse to affect real change and stop these people in power right in their tracks. So unless you have a solution, Sarah, to that, then this problem's going to persist.
Well, I would just ask them to look back at their own playing game. Most people have played football, certainly most boys, most guys. So I played football for 20 years and I refereed for 7. So that's 27 years of being very highly actively involved. And that doesn't even count all of the spectating I did. I watched a stupid number of matches. I wasted half my life watching football. So help me God. But I can't think of a single match that I was involved in as a player, a spectator, or as a match official, referee, fourth official, assistant referee, whatever, linesman, the old name for that. I can't remember a single game, because it never happened, where there was a serious incident where we had to stop the match and bring on, for example, an ambulance to take somebody away. It happened to one of my refereeing colleagues once on a Sunday League match. And actually, you would have thought that there would be more heart attacks on a Sunday League match where the players are not fit. They've been drinking the night before. They've eaten a greasy kebab on the way home. Then they're not in good shape. They're usually, you know, they can be in their late 30s, early 40s. They're not fit guys anymore. And they're trying to behave. They're still behaving like 20-year-olds. You'd almost expect heart attacks in those situations. And yet you hardly ever see, and literally just one colleague once over my whole 27 years in football. That's all that ever happened once. And now you're seeing it at the top level, international level, Premier League. Come on, come on. Just think about your own experiences, your own life experiences and those of the people around you. One other example, if you're not into football, I work with five guys who are aged roughly, let's say, mid-40s to late-50s in terms of their age range, without trying to be too rude to those guys, right? Of those five guys, two of them have had heart coincidences since January 2021, and three of them have not. The three who have not are unvaccinated, and the two who have are vaccinated. I know that's not science. I know that's not data, but that's real life. And I've often got four or five guys of that age around doing things, teaching me things. I learn from them. I work with them. I work for them. It's never happened before. Never happened before. And what a split. Like, it's come on. We've just got to get people. Isn't that 1984 where they're denying what they see with their own eyes and just listening to the telly screens? Isn't that exactly where we are right now?
Well, well said. It's one of my favourite sayings, and it's never been more pertinent than right now, right for this conversation. And that was reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. That was their last and most final command. And that was a statement made in Orwell's 1984. And, you know, I used to say that during the Brexit era because I thought things were crazy. But now things really are crazy. And I think the British government are finding it incredibly difficult not to address the excess deaths. It has been brought up in Parliament. It's now out in an article. It was in, if you want to check it, you can go to the Epoch Times and check that article about the compensation payment scheme that the NHS has been trying to keep quiet. But even the Epoch Times appears to be running a bit of cover for the British government and minimising and not pointing to vaccines as the obvious problem. So anyway, we've talked about football. Matt Letizia, famous English footballer, he said he's never saw anyone collapse in his 40 years in football. So we'll go straight to the Qatar. I was going to read about Qatar slave deaths, but that's enough on the death topic probably for now, Sarah. But have there been any, and I'm immediately breaking what I just said, has there been any collapses in Qatar? Have you been following the World Cup there? Because I haven't watched a single game, not going to. I've seen a free kick that was quite good by Mexico, but that's it.
I can quite proudly say this has been very difficult for me, especially as a basically football addict of 30 odd years. I can proudly say I've not watched a single second, and I won't, because I refuse to, because anybody who has any kind of principles whatsoever would reject the whole tournament out of hand. The teams shouldn't even be there, particularly ones who go around waving banners and flags for Black Lives Matter and flipping, taking the knee and the rainbow flag, you know, and all of that stuff. No, they shouldn't even be there. I should just say, actually, also a big shout out to Matt Letizia. I think he's been absolutely amazing. He's been extremely brave and one of the only ones who's actually said anything at all from professional football. So really proud of what he's done. I think he's, you know, I'm very, very glad that somebody did something. And it's great that it was such a nice guy as well. So nice one, Matt. But no, I'm very proud that I've not watched a single thing. All I've seen, I didn't see that free kick that you're talking about, but I did see that photograph of the German team where they were covering their mouths. Now, yeah, I was trying to not get angry, but I was watching it on some alt news channel because that's the only time I hear about any sport these days, because I rejected it completely after what they've done. But I saw this photograph of the German team crouching down for their pre-match photograph, and they're all covering their mouths with their hands. And I'm like, what are they doing? They've just spent 3 years wearing muzzles voluntarily, you know, bowing down to a different form of slavery. What the hell are they doing? And to this day in Germany on public transport, they're still all wearing them. I have it on good authority that if you don't wear one, even though it's not law and it's not a rule or anything, the other people shout at you to put it back on, to put a mask on, even though it's not even a recurrent requirement in Germany. They're all doing it still. And what have they learned nothing about blind obedience to perceived authority? Have they learned nothing? Like, that really, really makes me mad. It makes my brain hurt where there's a country that with its very troubled history like that, how could you be so stupid to fall for the exact same thing again, just because it came from the left rather than the right? Like, this is crazy. This is like, you know, oh, there's a hook from the right, so you're boxing, you know, oh, that's not a hook from the left, is it? Like, stupid. Like,
I won't put my hand up.
I can't understand it. I literally don't get it. So to see these guys, I was like, what are they doing? And the alt news commentator was telling me that it was their protest. And I'm like, but what are they protesting? What do you mean you're protesting? Anyway, I thought it was that they're not allowed to speak. Well, you weren't speaking when you had your muzzles on either, were you? So what is it you stand for here exactly? Anyway, I thought the sweetest thing ever was when they got beat by Japan, that great footballing nation.
I do like the Japanese, and actually they just banned same-sex marriage as well, haven't they? So the team that just banned same-sex marriage, which, you know, if people of the same sex want to get married, I'm like, nah, it doesn't bother me. But, you know, I understand why you may not want that in your society. And the Japanese have said it's constitutional to ban it. And then they went and beat the Germans, who were saying, oh, look at us, we're silenced. We've been silenced because of Qatar in the World Cup that we're being paid handsomely to play in. And the same goes for a quick honourable mention to a couple of names. Gary Lineker, who's being paid $1.5 million to sit. I won't say what Sarah just did with her hand. Who's paid to sit and report on football in Qatar. And he's there blasting all his woke stuff about slavery and racism and all the rest of it. You've got Harry Kane with his $500,000 rainbow watch. And the newspaper's going, oh, look how brave Harry Kane is. Look how virtuous he is. He's managed to sneak in a $500,000 rainbow Rolex on his wrist in defiance of Qatar. And then even worse, and he used to be a hero of mine until I stopped watching football war nearly 20 years ago, and that was David Beckham. He's 150 million to be an ambassador for football for Qatar. I think that's his job title. Very quickly, I'll give you 1 minute to get as much bigotry as you can before we go to the break, Sarah.
First of all, with regard to Mr. Lineker, I was just adjusting my seatbelt, officer. Secondly, with regard to the German team, I think it serves them damn well right. They muzzled themselves. They silenced themselves for 2.5-3 years. So shut up now. Just shut up. And well done to Japan for kicking bottom. I'm really proud of them for doing that. It was poetic justice, and I was delighted. Harry Kane's watch, I've got so much to say about that. We probably should save that.
We'll just leave it.
I got a lot to say.
Oh, we can come back to it. We can come back to it right after this quick ad break on TNT Radio.
You should hear what Jason Allborn is talking about.
Arizona, watch the water. We were told, weren't we? Carrie Lake, if she doesn't become governor, she may well become vice president in 2024. Yep, you heard it here first. She's almost a certainty now to pair with Trump. She is something else, and everyone who sees how she works knows that she is a politician in waiting, a politician you will not want to mess with. And you can just imagine how she's going to debate against Kamala Harris and put an end to Kamala's career, almost as if Tulsi Gabbard is in the room with her, like she did in the primaries, of course, and made Kamala Harris give up the run to be president. Now, in Arizona, there are now 4 counties that have refused to certify the election. And this has caused a whole lot of friction. And a volunteer attorney for the Lake campaign has contacted one of the attorneys in charge, who has then got short, threatened, swore, and accused the inquirer of threatening him. So where there is smoke, there is fire. And Carrie Lake is just one of the warriors fighting for all of this.
Jason Allborn and Jason Q. Citizen on today's News Talk Radio, TNT. a better business tip from TNT Radio. The benefits of advertising on today's news talk, TNT Radio, should be clear to businesses of any shape or size. It can be accessed anywhere, anytime, by anybody, and is the perfect way to build brand awareness and stimulate digital activity. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
And now, political observations from the late Stephen Hawking.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
What do a pecan, a walnut, and Nancy Pelosi have in common? They are two nuts and a maniac.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back to TNT Radio. I can see there's a lot of people complaining about the hypocrisy of the Qatar World Cup in live chat. And also to Barack Obama, I never praised Japan for banning same-sex marriage. I actually shrugged my shoulders and said, I don't have a problem with same-sex marriage, but I understand if a country chooses to ban it. That's up to them, isn't it? So that's what I said, to be clear. All right, we're going to leave the Qatar World Cup alone. We've got a sort of fairly short section now, Sarah. And one of the things that you mentioned to me that you wanted to talk about, and it sort of comes into the toxic masculinity conversation that we had a fortnight ago, was Donald Trump. And actually, the wonderful turtle-looking McConnell, Mitch McConnell, has suggested that Trump is unlikely to secure the Republican nomination in 2024 after the controversial dinner that Trump had with a guy called Nick Fuentes, who I know very, very little about, if not, in fact, I know nothing about. And who else was there? Milo was also there, and Kanye West. So I suspect it was a very interesting dinner. What do you think about Trump has announced that he's running in 2024? What do you think about his candidacy? What do you think about Trump, Sarah? Because I've never asked.
Do you know, I had no idea who Donald Trump was. I literally had no clue who this was, right? Because I wasn't interested in politics at all. I knew it was a load of nonsense. Punch and Judy, for people who think they're too smart to follow football, is my take on basically politics as a whole. So I had no idea who this guy was. But the lamestream media, the fake news media, were so nasty about this guy, this orange man bad theme, this orange man bad everywhere. I'm like, what is this? I remember this cartoon of a decrepit Joe Biden dribbling, pushing a wheelchair with the vice president nomination in the wheelchair for some reason. And they were waving a flag and all of this stuff. And then you've got Orange Man on the other side, and their whole campaign was Orange Man bad. And I'm like, what's going on here? What is all this about? So I started to look into it, and I started to watch and read, and it was clear to me that what the media, the fake news media, you know, the lamestream, the dinosaur media, the legacy media, what they were saying and what Trump was saying were two different things. They were misreporting. It was very, very clear to me that he didn't say that. Hang on a minute. And I had no bias at all, because I didn't even know who this orange guy was, right? I had no interest in it whatsoever, but I started to get interested in it. And I thought, wow, why are they doing this? Like, I've got to investigate. Whenever somebody is demonized to that level, you've got to go and investigate. You've got to. It's like Adolf Hitler. You've got to go and look into it yourself properly, independently, because there's something wrong. Nobody's that evil. Nobody's complete. We're all human. There's good and evil in all of us. So I'm like, there's something wrong here. So I started investigating it. Really, really fascinated me. And I couldn't help but like him a little bit. Because he wound up the far left so much, the babies, the crybabies, and B, because he just told it like it was. You could see him do off the cuff things, and politicians don't do that. They're so polished and poncy, and especially in Britain, my skin crawl, British politicians. So to see this guy just giving it all, you are fake news, like, I loved that. I thought he was hilarious. So I actually started watching him as a form of entertainment. And I really thought, yeah, this guy. And then, of course, he won. And there was this big hoo-ha about Russian involvement and this complete nonsense. And that's when I really, really started to get interested in the Don. And I think I think this guy, Mitch Turtleneck McConnell, I think he's, I don't think he knows what he's on about, is he? Look at how many people still go to Trump rallies now. Like, even now. Like, yeah, he sells out stadiums and stuff. Like, hello. Just because you don't want him to get the nomination, it doesn't mean he's not going to get it. I don't know. Well, I've never asked you about Trump either. What's your take on the Don?
Well, I do actually have a Trump story to tell, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, I'm going to tell Sarah my Trump story, and it may last on through the next section as well. So Trump came into power in, 2016? The election was in 2015. No. He came into power in 2017. The election was in 2016. It was November 2016. I was just finishing, I was in my last year of a chemistry degree. And I had, when he won that election, been sober from 20 years of alcoholism for about 1 month when that election happened, about 2 months maybe. That was when I'd finally done it. And he won the election. I thought it was great. I wanted him to win. I thought he was going to be the bull in the China shop. It was great. And then I turned it off. And this is when I first got onto Twitter as well. And I turned it all off. And I started concentrating on trying to complete my degree that I was messing up, which I did. I turned a 2-2 into a first in 1 year. So I'm really proud of, that's it. That's what happens when you stop drinking, ladies and gentlemen. Your life will change for the positive. And then I switched it all back on again in January after his inauguration. And I started watching CNN, MSNBC, and all these left-wing American news channels. I was sick of the Brexit fight. I was a Brexit supporter. You know, I was a newbie on Twitter. I had no followers and all the rest of it. And it's a good example of how effective the propaganda is, no matter how insane it is. Because if you watch it week after week after week, your mind, your opinions are altered. Hence, we had the lockdown for 3 weeks. So for 1 year of my life, I was a Trump hater. Oh, she's shaking her head at me. It's the best wake-up call I ever had in terms of how the media operate. Because for a year, and I had a degree to do, and I was concentrating on it. It was great entertainment. I thought there's no way they could be accusing a president of being a Russian plan. Yeah, their president, if it wasn't true, or they didn't have some evidence. And the evidence came from British intelligence. I thought British intelligence is the best. It's MI5. Can't possibly. Yeah, I was asleep. I believed in UFOs and big cats on the moors and all these other things. But I also thought Trump was a Russian plant. And it wasn't until 2017 where I properly started to investigate and listen to other people. And actually, it's a very left-wing person, a guy called Jimmy Dore, who woke me up. I watched Jimmy Dore on YouTube. I recommend everybody watch him. Just because he's on the left doesn't mean he isn't right or telling you the truth. He woke me up. He pointed out the war propaganda in the mainstream media to me, the language they use. And when I realized, I could not believe I had been so easily fooled with such an obvious lie. So that's my Trump story. I still sit on the fence with him, but I don't think that he's the evil orange man bad and all the Trump derangement syndrome that went with it from the American left is insane. And the world was a better place when we had that toxic male in charge, Donald Trump. So that was my waking up moment. Russiagate was my waking up moment. I fell for it. And once I realized it was a lie, I then realized just how badly the media lie. I knew they lied. I knew it was propaganda. But that extreme propaganda of Russiagate, and it's continued ever since through COVID. Now we've got climate change, and now we've got the Ukraine war. That level of dishonesty and fake news has continued. Quick word on my story, Sarah.
Oh,
I can't wait to get to the live chat. Now they're going to have some other stuff to look at.
Isn't that what he did, though? Isn't that what he gave the world? He said, You are fake news. And he said it to the mainstream legacy newspapers and all of them, all the CNN, NBC, disgusting. And let's not leave out Sky and BBC. Oh, my God, I swore an error. I'm so sorry. They're just despicable. And that, if nothing else, that's what the Don did. He woke up so many people in terms of the lying mainstream media. And I will be, whatever the situation, I'll be forever grateful for that. Forever grateful. And it was a huge wake-up call. And I have to say, I did love some of his mean tweets.
Yeah, I miss him on Twitter, and he will never come back. Life was much more fun and exciting. And calling the news fake news may be Donald Trump's gift to the world. And not only that, it's why they hate him, because he exposed them, and he woke a lot of people up including me. All right, when we come right back after this news break, we're going to have a look at the Internet Safety Bill. I have got an article here that I'm going to read from. There have been some changes in UK Parliament with regards to this Internet Safety Bill, so please stay with us after these headlines on TNT Radio.
Big news?
We do have some big news.
TNT Radio News.
Big news.
Matt Boyland here with a check of your TNT headlines. The United States Space Force is working on developing an early warning system that'll track North Korean missile launches. Western news outlets and politicians have been blasted for their hypocrisy after praising Chinese citizens for pushing back against the government's COVID lockdowns while arresting and threatening to jail its own people who dared to do the same. And a court in Tokyo has ruled that Japan's ban on same-sex marriage is constitutional and therefore should be upheld.
The common housefly, caught in the clutches of the spider's web. Every move it makes just makes matters worse. Then, dinner time.
Feast on the captivating stories, videos, and helpful information on our website.
Whoa.
Dinner's ready.
Oh, man.
Escape is futile.
Just one more video.
Get stuck in our web.
TNTradio.live.
And welcome back to TNT Radio. You are here with me, Dee Dee Denslow. This is Digging Deeper. Oh, that ad went a bit shorter than I was expecting. I wasn't quite ready. I was looking at the live chat. There are people who are pro-Trump. There are people who are sitting on the fence with Trump. There are people who really dislike Trump. And it was a good point made. He was the person who had Assange arrested. He did fire rockets at Syria, if I remember. And just staying with Trump just for a bit, Sarah, what do you think about his claim that the vaccine program and Operation Warp Speed was his greatest ever achievement? And Trump says many things are his greatest ever achievement, but with the vaccine program, he almost certainly means, well, he appears on camera to mean that it is his greatest ever achievement.
Before I answer that, I would just like to point out there are some things that I learned about Trump when I went to find out who this bad orange man was. I learned that he's never taken a wage as president of the United States, and he's the only president in history to have not taken a wage. Yes, I know he's very rich, but he wasn't the only rich president. And I think that speaks volumes about the man who viewed it as an honor, as a privilege. And I love the fact that he never took a wage. Also, he never started a war, whereas Barack Hussein Obama started 7. The Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, that Barack Hussein Obama, a Peace Prize winner, he started 7 wars. Like, and the nominations for that Nobel Peace of Crap Prize were due in 12 days after he won the presidency, or after he took office. Like, how he had 12 days, and then somebody thought, oh, he's done so well in 12 days, we're going to nominate him. Oh, come on. Come on. He hadn't done anything at that point. So they're just some of the things that I learned along the way. But this vaccine thing, this, what is it, warp speed. I can't decide whether it's political suicide because he just doesn't know. They've lied to him and he just doesn't get it, which is strange because he does seem to understand some things about vaccines, particularly with regard to his son. So I'm not sure.
And
it's got
True Social. Social, and it will be dominated. I haven't had a look at True Social for about a week, but it will be dominated with, you know, the agenda and people pushing back. And obviously vaccines are a major part of that.
Is Truth Social better than Getter? Do you know?
They're similar. They're sort of, Getter's bigger, but they're like, they're sort of right-wing echo chambers. And, you know, I want varied opinion, not
so you
just
need, you need
one
an account
set
on
of
each.
Opinion. Yeah.
your left account on Twitter and your right account elsewhere. Yeah, no, I can't just say, so I don't think he doesn't know. So I have to speculate that, but, and it is speculation, I have no knowledge whatsoever about this, but I wonder why he's done it. Why, even after it's all coming out and when the court ruled that Pfizer had to release those documents that they wanted to hide for 75 years or something mental. And he still held on to this. It's my greatest achievement. Don, Mr. President, hang on a minute, you can't honestly think that at this point. So why are you saying it? Why is he saying that? Is it because he doesn't want to come back? Is it because he doesn't actually want the presidency? Is that the reason he's doing it? He doesn't want to say he's not standing, but is it because he doesn't want it? Because that's a really good strategy for not getting re-elected, isn't it? Because he's even being booed at his own rallies when he mentions that damn thing.
Yeah. Every time I tell you, who was the number two recipient of Pharma Cash in 2020? Isn't that, first name begins with D. Second name begins with T. Yeah. He received... I haven't got the figure in front of me because I wasn't expecting to have this conversation, but I mean, he received a lot of money. It may well have been seven figures from Big Pharma. The only person who received more money than Trump in 2020 in the American political establishment from Big Pharma was Joe Biden. So Donald Trump may well, at the early stages of the COVID pandemic, when he might not have been certain what was going on, he might have believed that there was a necessity to deliver a vaccine for this killer disease that was going to destroy humanity. Laughable when you think about it. And he took some money, signed a contract. He's a businessman. He is somebody who may break contracts from time to time. But it does appear that Big Pharma may well have paid off Donald Trump. And that in itself for me is a big red flag.
My question would be, is it possible to win an American presidency without pharma money? Now, I don't know the answer to that question, but I suspect not. Now, I'm not defending him or anyone else on that front, but I think politics is so bent in all countries, probably, or certainly all the ones that I've got any interest in. It's so bent that I would question whether or not it's even possible to win the presidency without taking pharma filthy money. Now, I don't like it, and I'm sure plenty of people in politics don't like it either. But what else do you do? How else do we do it? Something massive would have to change, I think, for you to be able to win without it. Although the fact that he's not distanced himself from it subsequently is bitterly, bitterly disappointing. I feel sorry for his supporters who, you know, have been through thick and through thin with him and have been punched in the face for wearing a red hat. I mean, how ridiculous. But, you know, these people have put up with a lot for and with him. And I can't believe that he's not prepared to even take half a step back and say, maybe I was hasty and maybe I should, like, come on, Don. Nobody's got that big an ego, surely.
Yeah, I mean, and there's two things I want to say. One, going back to the media, even as a presidential candidate or a prime ministerial candidate or whatever it is, you're a candidate for the leader of your country and you're not accepting money, lobbying money, bribes, whatever you want to call it, from Big Pharma, you're then still up against the media establishment who are massively funded by Big Pharma, especially in the USA. We've all seen the video where it's sponsored by Pfizer, the royal wedding sponsored by Pfizer, health hour for children sponsored by Pfizer. We've all seen that video. And if you are a political candidate, you're not taking money from the big pockets of Big Pharma, you're now up against the media because the media of Pharma are saying to CNN or the BBC or whoever it is that they're paying, saying, hey, I don't want you supporting this Trump character. He won't take any money off us. Yeah, he's not one of us. Yeah, so make sure no positive coverage for him. So, and the other thing is, he does say Operation Warp Speed or whatever it was called, Moonshot. Was that the UK one? Was that Boris Johnson's Moonshot? Yeah, and he said that in such an English accent as well when Boris Johnson said that. But Warp Speed, I mean, they had the same type of program names, yeah? I mean, when I heard Moonshot and Warp Speed, it's like, why have they both used sort of space-type, Star Trek-y-type
names? Because it's as fake as the moon landings, that's why. Because it's as fake as the moon landings. That's going to kick your chat box off, sorry. Can't help it.
Everyone there doesn't believe in the moon landings. They don't believe in the moon landings. And nor do
sorry,
I.
Man, I
nor
checked.
Do I, okay? I've studied the moon landings in depth. I've even had a top physicist spending a couple of hours with me looking at pictures. And when I showed them to him, he's like, why have I never looked at these before? They're obviously fake. Anyway, going back to Operation Warp Speed, when he boasts about it being his greatest ever achievement, he adds to it, but you have a freedom of choice. You have body autonomy. You don't. So he sticks that in as well. So maybe he's complying with some sort of contractual obligation that he's got with Big Pharma, because Donald Trump loves the dollar and took money off them. And maybe he needed that money. Who knows? It was 2020. He might have been in trouble. And at the same time, he's telling people, yeah, but you don't have to take it. Yeah, I'm just pushing it because I have to. And you don't have to take it. I don't know, but I find it concerning that Donald Trump hasn't come out and now, especially as he's planning to become president in 2024, or so he says. That's a vote winner. Denounce the vaccine, you win. Denounce COVID and you win. Final comments on Trump before we go to the break.
I just think that he couldn't. I don't think anybody can win the presidency without taking pharma money, whether they like it or not. I think you're absolutely spot on with the contractual obligation. And wasn't he pretty much one of the only, if not the only leader that was saying it's your choice, you have bodily autonomy? Yeah. I wasn't hearing choice and bodily autonomy from anybody else at that time. And so I think we should give credit where credit is due on that one. Even if you don't like him, he's the only one who stood up and said, it's your choice. You don't have to put this in your body if you don't want it.
Okay, so good, interesting chat on Trump. I'll go and have a look in the comments and see what people are saying. We are going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to come back. And the topic for our final bit of conversation today, Sarah, is why do people believe things that are obviously untrue? And upset people and create more enemies for myself if I have an opinion that's different to somebody else's. Anyway, please come right back here on TNT Radio.
Give me a minute with TNT Radio's Steve Malzberg.
For decades, we've been told that being gay is not a choice, but rather one is born that way. This even though no gene has ever been found for that trait. And now comes word that if you weren't born a lesbian, but you'd like to be a lesbian, there's hope for you. The Daily Mail reports that women are speaking out about a possible side effect of taking oral contraceptives. They say taking the pill eventually turned them gay. Apparently, women have anonymously shared their experiences on Reddit, claiming that starting or stopping birth control woke up a part of their sexuality that had been asleep for years. This has led to scientific study into the claims. Researchers from the University of Stirling in the UK looked at whether women might choose different, more or less masculine-looking partners when they're on the pill than they would if they were not on the pill. And guess what? They found that women on the pill preferred images of males with less masculine features, and they were also more likely to choose such men as partners. So, if you've ever thought about being a lesbian but couldn't quite get there, congrats. There's hope for you. Thanks for giving me a minute. I'm Steve Malzberg on TNT Radio.
Carbon monoxide is a colorless, odorless gas that can be fatal. Don't use anything indoors that burns fuel, such as gasoline-powered generators, camp stoves and lanterns, or charcoal grills. Opening doors and windows or using fans isn't enough. Have your vents and chimneys checked to make sure water heater and gas furnace exhausts aren't blocked. If you feel sick, dizzy, or weak while using a generator, get to fresh air right away. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
Today's News Talk Radio.
Come on, let the man talk.
We never censor our hosts.
Good. Now, talk.
Uncensored news.
Today's News Talk Radio. TNT.
Welcome back. Yeah, definitely nothing censored on here. I'm here talking with Sarah Plumley on here, digging deeper. And the question that I asked, and we'll just start with this question, and I've got a few different topics. And I actually mentioned it yesterday about the Artemis project and the Orion capsule that they've sent around the moon. And there was a picture taken by this this vehicle that showed the moon in front of the Earth. And I asked people, do you believe this picture is real? And I had, you know, my Twitter account's fairly small at the moment. It's got about 12,000 followers. I got about 60, 70 replies, and almost 90, 95% said it was fake. Now, this object's being tracked by amateur astronomers around the world. I actually believe that the Artemis project and the Orion capsule going around the moon right now is real, okay? That's my position right now. It may prove to be different. But there are the moon landings, on the other hand, were clearly faked. Now, so my question to you is, why do people believe things that are obviously untrue? And right now, in our current paradigm, is it because all trust in our society has been eroded and lost, particularly with the people in power, the establishment, the parasitic class, the elites, so on?
I think the balance has shifted so much that the enemies of the truth, let's call them, have had to come up with something. I think that people are believing more and more extreme things. And I think the reason for that is because they're being pumped out there by agents provocateurs. I call them Pied Pipers. I think there's two types of Pied Piper. There is the unwitting Pied Piper, a useful idiot, somebody who really believes in, oh, I'm going to get in big trouble for saying this, someone who really believes the earth is flat. Sorry, it's not. And I think I can prove it with a small model, if you'll bear with me. I'm trying to learn here. I can't be sure, but I don't think the earth is flat. Just saying.
I don't think that either.
Let's deal with that first. Let's deal with that first, right? Okay. Here's a simple, let's make a model. So if the earth is flat, I have here a piece of paper for your listeners, right? A flat piece of A4 paper. And I'm holding it on the palm of my hand flat. So if that is our earth, if that is what it looks like, here's the sun. And I picked up an eraser, you know, when I make my corrections, when I do something wrong in mathematics. If this represents the sun and the sun is orbiting the flat earth, well, where do I put this sun? Where do I put the sun to achieve nighttime? How can I achieve perfect darkness? And I'm not trying to be clever here. I just would like somebody to properly make a video and show me with a piece of paper as the earth flat and a sunshine. So use an eraser or use a snooker ball and show me where to put it to achieve darkness. Mm-hmm. Now, why am I using darkness? Well, it's because we can see that. We can observe it in the real world. It is pitch black at night. I live in the countryside and it is pitch black, proper black here at night. So much so my husband's actually just bought a telescope because he's going to start looking, because he's from the generation that really believed in the moon and then Rocket Man and all of this stuff. In fact, the lyrics of Elton John's Rocket Man need looking at. I haven't done the research on that properly, but I was thinking about that the other night. There's some dodgy lyrics in there and I've always thought they were strange. And I'm going to take a look at that. But in any case, I can't reconcile how does the sun go down properly if the earth is flat. Where do I put on this model? Where do I place the sun to make it go dark at night? And I know it goes dark at night because I can see that. I can observe that in reality with my own eyes. So I am not being funny about that. I would love to see a video. I'd love to see somebody show me using that model how that works. So I think that we've got two types of Pied Piper: the unwitting Pied Piper, and then the charlatans, the shills, the people who've been placed there to lead people a merry dance because they've got to divide us. The truth community, for want of a better expression, the people who are searching for truth have become much more powerful and much more knowledgeable, particularly since 9/11. And even more, we got a massive boost during the plandemic, the scamdemic, whatever we call it here. Uh-huh. That I think they're worried. So I think they've been pushing out some ever more extreme stuff in order to hook, to divide us, to get groups of people fighting. I get people shouting all sorts about flat earth. Funnily enough, they still can't do my, like, explain my, this model to me, but they just like to shout. So I ignore the shouty people. I'm genuinely interested in somebody showing me. I'm like you. I'm a mathematician.
Yeah. Some of the worst abuse and trolling that I have encountered on my time on Twitter and recording conversations has come from the flat earth community, unfortunately. You know, and I'm not here to abuse anyone. I have a different opinion, but my opinion is based on sort of fundamental, unchangeable, unwavering facts. For example, with regards to gravity, I taught physics. I have tested gravity thousands and thousands of times in the lab using standard measurements, units, equipment, exactly, Sarah. And it always comes out with the answer that I expect it to come out with because that is the answer. Some of the guys in the chat yesterday suggested that there's a guy called Eric Dubay who's a flat earther. I'm out now actively trying to find somebody who's willing to have a friendly debate, a reasonable discussion with me on this topic, because I want somebody to come to me and explain to me. I mean, you mentioned the sun. Focal length of the eye is infinity. In dark, if you had an object as bright as the sun, no matter how far away it was, you would be able to see it. You'd be able to see it. The earth is flat. So you can see forever, literally, especially if it's bright enough. But somebody to actually explain to me, and I've asked these questions of people who I have met in the last few years who believe in the flat earth, what the model is. What is it? How's it shaped? You know, is it a dome? Who built it? How did it get there? What are the dimensions and all the rest of it? And whenever I've asked that question, it's never been explained to me because they can't answer it. Because they'll go, well, we don't know. And another aspect of that particular one is, you know, why would it be hidden from us? What would be the purpose of them creating this really extensive model of the universe that, you know, that revolves, that revolves around the theory of gravity and that massive objects that have mass exert a force on each other. Again, this is demonstrably true because we've got a moon orbiting the Earth and we orbit the sun. You know, what would be the purpose of lying about that?
I have no idea. But also, the people who are not flat-earthers, we're not being partisan about this. We don't actually care. We just want to know the truth. We're not. I don't have a campaign to prove that the Earth is spherical or an oblique spheroid, if you want to get technical about it. But I don't mind. I don't mind. But I'm not going to go along with stuff just because it's fashionable or because someone says I have to. I mean, the flat earthers are almost as authoritarian as the Branch Covidians. Some of them, not all of them, but the ones that we're talking about that are trolling and whatever. They have an agenda. I'm not sure what that agenda is, but you can hear it in their voice and read it in their nasty messages. You know, so I actually have a problem with that because I genuinely just want someone to answer my question. Just show me where to put the sun on that flat Earth model to achieve perfect darkness. That's all I'm asking. And I'm not being clever. I just want to know. I want to learn. I actually want the truth. I don't want somebody else's opinion. Also, like, the only thing the flat earthers have got to go on is some anomalies. And they're right. There are some interesting anomalies. Like, they won't show the flag do a 360 in Antarctica. And why not? Why not just show us? Because they like the division. There'd be no reason why they couldn't show us that flag doing a 360 in Antarctica. Just show
the procession.
They always edit out, don't they? They always just edit it out. And why would they do that to sow division? That seems a more likely reason, because what's the other reason? What are the alternatives? Why wouldn't they just show us? It would solve the problem, wouldn't it? That would make a huge chunk of that theory go away. And I think it's to distract us as well. We're wasting our time. Like, who cares? What difference does it make? What difference does it make? What's that going to do to help us stop the problems that we're seeing now? Like that for me, that's the clue of all.
I will say this. If in 10 years' time, we've got the new world order in place, we've got the UN with their funny map. That map's just that's just because it's looking down at the Arctic in the middle and looking down. That's why it looks like that. Yeah. But that if it come out that the Earth was flat and this was true, then actually to me that would be like, you know, probably soul-destroying, maybe even a suicidal moment for me, the moment, because, you know, I don't know how I would cope with finding that out, because all the science I understand that works, that can be measured, recorded, tested, retested, get the same results, there's something wrong with all of that. So I don't believe the Earth is flat because it would be impossible to hide too. I mean, every airline pilot, every big bridge builder, every builder of a large structure, every architect, every physicist, every scientist would be lying, because they would have to know. You can't build a 20-mile bridge like they do over in China without taking into account the curvature of the Earth. So unless every single person who built that bridge, or at least at the sort of engineering and design level, unless every person like that on the planet is lying to us, there's some sort of secret pact that these engineers are in, then I don't know how it could be kept a secret. That's just my opinion.
And for what purpose, which is, you already asked that earlier, and for what purpose?
Yeah.
Now, this one that you mentioned that's allegedly going around at the moment, photographing, I think you might be right. Maybe that is true, because that's what they like to do, isn't it? I think they realise an awful lot of people are sick of this moon landing garbage from the 60s and the 70s and whatever. And there's so much out there that's laughable. I think now that they're having to do things that are real, because otherwise too much stuff is going to be revealed, isn't it? And once people crack at one thing, they then start looking at other things in different ways, and they're scared of it. So it could well be that this is true. But isn't it interesting that, oh, we're going around and taking pictures. Oh, what, we don't land there anymore then? Why is that not a thing?
No.
Because we never did in the
And they're making
place.
A big fuss about it, Sarah. They're making quite a big fuss about this, Artemis. Oh, this is going to be our new moon landings and everything. And it's like, yeah, we did it 60 years ago. We did it all 50 years ago. You know what I mean? It was no big deal then. Oh, we destroyed the technology. So there are a lot of things.
And we taped over the videotapes. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
We videoed over the VCRs. We taped the stuff over the top.
Yeah. They said they were running out of tape. That's why they taped over it. They were running out of tape. So it was like hard to find or something. Oh my God. So there are a lot of things that are fake. There are a lot of things that I might believe that are actually fake. That's the nature of our world. But there are some things that are obviously untrue. And I do, probably like you, Sarah, I find it a little concerning that, you know, we have these narratives out there when there are much bigger issues that are definitely real, like COVID, like excess deaths, like vaccines, that we should really be paying attention to. Sarah, as always, fantastic guest. Can't wait to speak to you again. So hopefully I'll speak to you again before Christmas. I got a Christmas tree, look. Can you see it? Oh no, that's the first time ever for me.
Beautiful.
So anyway,
always a pleasure.
Thank you. Come right back on TNT Radio. I look forward to talking to you and speaking to you all tomorrow. I'm waiting for the music to come in. So please come back, TNT Radio.